Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to CISFY Radio. Tonight we are doing a special feature for you and continuing to focus on a lot of the mental health and emotional wellness and just the challenges that people go through in life and just helping to connect them with resources, inspirational people, people who can help them and navigate through the challenges of what they're going through. So tonight we're doing a special feature for you called Sinspiration. And this is a feature with Ms. Santana, Sin Santana, who will be sharing with our listeners, a lot of the people who follow her and follow her work and what she's doing, just giving an opportunity for her to share some words of inspiration as someone who has gone through the loss of a loved one to suicide and just being able to bring that light and that hope so that those who are out there in the world, those who are out here suffering and struggling and just really not having any support or any inspiration can get some inspiration tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Ms. Santana talk for a few minutes about putting some words out into the universe in terms of words of encouragement and support. And then we're going to take some calls and give a few people an opportunity to share and just to say, hey, this is what I'm going through and get some inspiration. Now, let me just say this. We're not going to get into the drama and a whole lot of craziness here on the show tonight. We want to keep it very focused on the inspirational, motivational piece for people who are going through crisis. So if you're calling in and you want to get on into some, you know, with the drama, with the show that she's on and all that, please let's just respect the fact that tonight she wants to focus on just inspiration and words of encouragement for people who are hurting and going through life challenges. All right. And I'm saying that for a reason, because if it comes that we open the line for someone who is starting to get into that, we're just going to have to move on to the next caller. So we're not going to be rude and we're not trying to be disrespectful, but we're asking you to respect the effort that we're putting in tonight just to give that love and hope for people who are struggling. So welcome to CISFY Radio, and we want to say welcome to Ms. Santana. Good evening, Ms. Santana. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Mr. Scudder. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we're here right now and just tuned in, locked in. We have a lot of people already called in, a lot of people dialed in. And tonight is, you know, Sinspiration that focuses around you just giving out the love, hope, and support to people who are struggling. So, you know, we turn it over to you for some words of encouragement and support for people who are listening.
Well, first I want to start off by saying that this is absolutely amazing what you're doing. I think it's great to have an outlet where people can find some kind of inspiration, you know, because nowadays it's difficult, especially for the teenagers. You know, earlier I was talking about how mental illness is so real and mental health is so real and people don't want to speak about it, you know. And something that I always remember you telling me is suicide is like the elephant. Nobody wants to talk about suicide, right? It's something that most people are ashamed of speaking. Why? I don't know. Why do you think that is, Mr. Scudder?
Well, it's the stigma that comes with it. People think about it in terms of being crazy, people being crazy. No one wants to be labeled as that. Sometimes suicide is just about someone who is just going through an overwhelming experience just like that. They could wake up tomorrow morning and their whole life has changed as a result of, you know, just some form, some incident, some trauma, or some loss of a loved one or loss of a pet. And they just feel a sense of hopelessness and helplessness. And unfortunately, reaching out for help, they don't want to be labeled as being crazy or weak or having some kind of mental imbalance or something like that. And so it pushes people into fear of reaching out.
I mean, I can understand, you know, the feeling, nobody wanting to be judged or called crazy. You know, nobody likes that. Nobody likes to be called crazy or dramatic. But I just want people to know, being that I lost someone to suicide, I want people to know that, you know, this is your health and this is your life. And needing help or assistance does not make you weak. You know, there's people out there like Mr. Scudder who dedicate their lives to help others. And now like myself, I want to be able to help people. I want to be some sort of assistant to people because, you know, I feel guilty. After my brother passed away, I felt guilty, and I just felt like, wow, I wish I could have helped him. I wish he could have spoken to me, you know. So I kind of want to be that voice for those people. And I know life is difficult, you know. We go through hardships, and some people experience worse than others. But everybody gets affected differently too, you know. Some people have it really bad, and they see the positive, and some are just depressed. Somebody on the outside will think, well, why are you so depressed? You have such a good life. It's not about the materialistic, you know. It's how they feel inside. And I understand that now. I understand that now. You know, I have a lot of friends, and I get it. And I really want everybody to know that there is help out there. Like, people are willing to help you. You are never, ever, ever alone.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, Ms. Santana, because you do have a lot of young people who follow you, and a lot of young ladies who are going through, you know, the challenges that they're going through. As a female yourself and being out there and just having all this visibility, what message would you give to our young females, especially knowing that the Latina population, you know, suicide is very high within the Latino population? What are some of the encouragements, the words of encouragement that you can give to these young ladies who are out here battling so many different life challenges and peer pressure and, you know, the whole sexuality issues, a lot of the real life challenges that they're going through? What would you say and give words of encouragement and support to them?
Well, you have a purpose. I feel like everybody has a purpose in this life, you know, whether it's to teach, whether it's to entertain, whether it's to inspire others through art, whatever it is, I feel like everybody has a purpose. And that's one thing to keep in mind. You are here for a reason. You know, we only have a short period of time on this earth. You know, you have to make the best of it. And like I said earlier, you're not alone. You have people, you know, whether in your mind you think, whether you believe it or not, in your mind, you actually have family, you have friends, you have people that care for you and that want to see you do good and that want to help you. I think that's something very important, you know. And I'm speaking as a sister who lost a brother, because that's the only way that I can speak. You know, I can't speak for everybody else. I'm speaking as a sister that lost a brother. There are people out there that care for you. That's so important to remember, because a lot of the issues with these young women, Mrs. Gutter, is that they think they are alone and nobody cares. So there is no reason to live. There's no point in living because nobody cares. But the truth is that there are people that care, like myself and like Mr. Scudder. I always say to live for yourself. You know, don't let people's opinions dictate your life. For those who are confused on their sexuality, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, that's all that matters. You're not here to live for other people. And you just gotta stay strong, and you gotta stay positive. You have to stay positive. The way I see it is seeing the glass half full as opposed to half empty. We're going to go through situations in life that we're not going to be happy with, but we always have to see the positive side of it. You know, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you deal with, you know, all the negativity? You know, now we have social media, which is the devil. You know, it's so bad. People are so mean in comments. People are bullying others from fake pages. You know, you have to see past that. These are people on a keyboard trying to hurt your feelings. You know, this is irrelevant. These are irrelevant people. You cannot let them take control and get you, you know, to feeling like you're not worthy enough of anything. That is not true. And, I mean, you really got to keep your head high.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for those words. One of the things that Ms. Santana and I do is we go into schools and we meet with the young people. Just to give you a background of where she's coming from, because I think a lot of people see you in terms of being on the show, but not really know truly some of the things that you do. You know, Ms. Santana came on board with us as a part of the team to go out into our communities, and we've been going to schools and meeting with young people and encouraging and supporting them in schools. Because, again, they are dealing with so many life challenges and not having any support or resources to work with. And so that's one of the ways in which she has also gotten involved in the movement of, you know, education and awareness around mental health and mental illness and connecting people with resources. What we're going to do is we're going to open the phone lines, a couple of people, give an opportunity to talk with Ms. Santana for a few minutes. And if you're going through something and really at that point where you're really hurting right now and just really need some encouragement and support, we're going to give you a few minutes to be on the air with us. As I said, we're not going to get into, you know, the drama and stuff. We're focused tonight on, you know, suicide awareness and prevention and providing hope to people who are going through stuff. So if you would like to talk with Ms. Santana for a few minutes, please press 1 on your keypad. That will get you in the queue. And you'll have an opportunity to talk with her for a few minutes as we get into the show. So right now, we're going to take a few callers. Again, just keep it focused that we're going to be talking about hope and just giving inspiration to people. So those who want to join us on the air, press 1 on your keypad, and we will give you a few minutes to talk. So I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your number, and that will be you on the air. So caller from 1258, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, my name is Anita, and I just wanted, like, to call because it's like sometimes I feel like there's no point in anything anymore because you can never make anybody happy. So it's just hard, like, sometimes I just, like, want to, like, ask questions.
Hello.
All right. What's your name?
Hello?
Again, I'm sorry. What's
your name, babe?
Taisha.
Hi, Taisha.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm all right. Like, sometimes I just feel like there's, like, no point in anything anymore because, like, nothing you do can make anybody happy and stuff. So, like, what's the point of trying if you can't do anything to satisfy anybody, not even, like, your own family?
Yeah, I know. Can I ask how old you are, baby?
I'm 16.
You're 16. Yeah, I know that we have, you know, we have our family that we need to, we feel like we need to make happy, you know, and we have friends that they're expecting things from us, and, you know, people, we just feel like people are never satisfied. But I want to tell you something, okay, and I want you to remember this. You only live for yourself. You know, you have to put yourself first. So if you feel like people don't accept you or like people are just never satisfied and you know that you are doing the best that you can, well, then that's their issue, you know, because you know that you are a beautiful person and you're trying to the best of your ability, whether it's school, whether it's being a good daughter, a good sister, you know, or whatever the situation is, you know that you're doing the best that you can. You cannot live for others. There is, you know, just you saying that breaks my heart to hear you say that you don't feel like, what is the point of being here if I can't make anybody happy? What about you? What about making yourself happy and putting yourself first?
Yeah, that's true, but it's still, sometimes it's, like, kind of difficult.
Because you want that love and support from your family. It's a natural instinct for us as humans to get and to want that love from our family, especially when it comes to the parents, where, you know, you're trying to get the attention and the love from your parents and you can't get it. You know, we understand that it's hard. Believe me, it is not easy to overcome that, especially as a beautiful young woman growing up. But, you know, as Ms. Santana said, there comes a point when you're going to have to ask yourself, sweetie, you know, what am I doing for myself? You know, is this really for me? Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to spend so much time pleasing everybody else, and you're not going to be happy because you're not living for yourself in the way you want to live. And then you're going to end up feeling hurt now that while you've given so much of your time to pleasing everybody else, you neglected to put time in for yourself as well. So one of the things that I'd like to do, Aisha, I'd like to give you my number, and I'd like you to give me a call after the show. We can talk more, and I want to stay in touch with you. I want to be your new brother. You know, I want to be that new family member for you, extension for you. You can call me anytime, 24/7, with whatever you're going through. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so my number, you ready?
Yeah.
It's 917-651-1889. All right, now my name is Brett.
Thank you.
Okay.
Baby, thank you so much for calling. And remember, you're young and you're beautiful. You have a whole life ahead of you. Keep that in mind.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to speak to me.
Thank you,
You're welcome. Thank you, Taisha, for calling in. All right, so we have a caller from 1618. Thank you for joining. Good evening. How are you? Hello? Caller from 1618. Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yes, hi. You're on with us. We hear you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
We're good, thank you.
I'm calling because, like, I'm actually having a hard time dealing with a relationship I just came out of, and it's, like, really breaking me down. Like, I don't feel like myself no more. Life just feels so different, and it's really so hard for me to just live life, like, the way I used to, and I just feel so broken down, and it just makes me want to cry all the time, like, I don't even know.
And how long have you been in that relationship?
2 years.
And how old are you now?
I'm about to be 19.
Okay.
Mr. Scudder, can I give her a little bit of advice? I think this is more of a girl thing.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to just get that. Okay, go ahead.
What did you say your name was again, my love?
Alizé.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, sis?
I'm good, baby. So I'm only a few years older than you. I'm 22. So I'm still young. I'm still very young, right? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get a little personal with you. I was in a relationship for 3 years when I was 17 till I was 20. And when we broke up, I thought that my life ended. And, you know, it's a natural feeling because you've known this person for so long and you're so comfortable and, you know, you love them and you can't even, how did you live your life without this person? You know, like, how did I live 19 years without this person? You know, I love them so much. And then when it's over, you just feel like your whole life is over. And us women, especially being that we're very emotional, you know, we tend to feel like, okay, I don't even want to live anymore. All I do is cry. All I do is eat ice cream. I'm getting fat or I'm losing weight. I hate my life, you know, and we're so heartbroken. But fast forwarding now, right, I'm 22 and I'm in a new relationship and I am so happy, you know, and I learned a lot from my previous relationship. I never thought that I would love again, but here I am today, and I'm happy, and I'm with somebody that loves me just as much as I love them. My point being, this is what life is about, you know, just starting all over again. And I feel like it's always on God's time, you know. Sometimes he takes away to give you more. So maybe this just wasn't it. And you're young, baby. You're so young. You have so much ahead of you. You have a world full of people to meet. You know, sometimes it's best just to be on your own for a second and get to know yourself first, you know, love yourself first before investing that time and those feelings into somebody else. And a relationship isn't easy, you know. You have to be ready for that. And you also need to understand that a relationship might not be forever. That's not guaranteed, you know. One day you guys might part ways, and you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, it's not that there's anything wrong with me. It's just that this didn't work. I know that God is going to bless me with someone one day. You know, I don't want you to overthink, because we tend to overthink too, especially at night. Like, why did this happen to me? Why did I lose this person? Excuse me. But it's not the end of the world. I promise you, a few years from now, if you guys really don't work out, because you know what, maybe you guys might get back together and make it work. But a few years from now, you're going to think, wow, you know, to think that I was so depressed, you know, you're going to get over it. And you're going to be okay. I promise you that. I promise you that.
Wow. So you just made me feel so much better.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. I'm so happy to hear
that. When I tell you, you just made my night. You really just made my night. Thank you so much, Zen.
I'm so glad, baby. That is the point. That is why we're here tonight.
I love you so much, Cynthia.
I love you more, and thank you so much for calling. Thank you. That means, you know, that shows that you do care about yourself, and it's not easy to call in and say, hey, you know, I have an issue and I just don't know what to do. I need help. It takes a lot to do that. You're a brave young girl.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night, baby.
You guys have a good night too.
Wow, thank you so much for calling in, my dear. See the importance of the work that we do just to inspire and encourage people who are going through some things. So we're grateful for Ms. Santana to be with us. Her time is limited tonight, so we're going to take two more callers real quick while she's here. Caller from 9461, good evening and thank you for joining. Caller from 9461, good evening. Thank you for joining. All right, so that caller is not ready. So we're going to go to another caller. For anyone who else who wants to join us on the air, please press 1 on your keypad. I think this number is 7571. Good evening. Thank you for joining.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for joining. How are you?
I am okay. I just wanted to let you guys know that my cousin-in-law recently, on January 22nd, he took his life. And it's been kind of hard for me, and I think about it, and, you know, the most things that go through my head is, like, could I have done more for him, like, and be there for him in any way that I could so that his decision wouldn't have been what it was, and I'm actually working on a song for him. It's incomplete. like I'm at a point in time where I go to school and, you know, I go on with my life, and he's like still in my head, and just what if I could have done more?
Well, first, we really send our condolences for your loss, my brother. It's not an easy thing to deal with, so we send our love and condolences to you and the family. And thank you for calling in to share and just to be a part of this effort to raise awareness on this, because there are so many people who have been affected by it and are afraid to speak out and reach out. So we really are glad that you called in to reach out. Ms. Sen?
Yes, I'm here. This call makes me a little emotional because I completely understand where you're coming from. I'll tell you this much, you know, it's definitely a battle. There are days when you're okay, and you know, you try to think positive and say, you know, at least they are at peace now, and you have an angel, and whatever they were dealing with or suffering, they don't have to deal with anymore. And then other days you feel guilty, you know, you might think that you aren't worthy enough, and it should have been you, and, you know, you have all these horrible thoughts. But I just want you to know that, you know, it's not your fault. We tend to feel very guilty. You know, I still deal with that. It's not your fault at all that that happened. Like I said earlier, people just deal with things differently. And the fact that you're taking the time to do a song is amazing. I commend you for that. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you do music on the regular, but it's definitely a good way to heal.
Yeah, I do music a lot. I've actually been doing music for a long time, and I feel like that's like my best way of reaching out to him and just letting him know, like, to me, his life was more precious and it meant way more to me than, you know, he was probably feeling at the time. And I actually saw you on the air when you did it for your brother. And I just thought about you the whole time, and I knew, like, your words would really help me out. And my girlfriend, her name is Cindy. She also does music, and she loves to plan events. And she actually wants to try to get donations and, like, people to really get together to help her try to do the event for suicide awareness, kind of like what you did for your brother. And I thank you guys so much.
That is amazing. We need more people like you, you know, and this is definitely how you turn a negative into a positive. And I applaud you and your girlfriend for that. And I thank you so much for using me as a source of inspiration.
Definitely. You inspired me so much. And his loss, you know, we took it hard. And my little brother really, really took it hard because, like, that was, like, his brother when I wasn't a brother or when I wasn't around at the time. And, you know, we just thank you. And my girlfriend wanted to thank you also just for, you know, you guys taking your time out and just giving your great words of advice and encouragement. And, you know, like, we want to just continue to just, you know, turn in a negative into a positive, like you said, and try to raise awareness, because everyone that goes through this, it's hard for people to understand. But, you know, if we have signs or people know it, it's like we could save more people than we've lost. So just thank you so much again, Sin. If there's any way that I could reach out to you or anybody who would like to be a part of it in June, because she's really working hard. Like, that's something, like, from her heart she wants to give him also. So thank you again. And I'm still, like, at a loss of words right now, but thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much. God bless you.
And by the way, his name was Robert Chani Perez, so prayers to him would be dearly appreciated. And my name is Jonathan Malave. But thank you guys again.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. We definitely will keep his name in our prayers and keep his name out there, too, in recognition of that. So thank you for calling and thank you for sharing.
Prayers go out to all the families. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, so Ms. Santana's time tonight with us is very limited. As I said, we're going to take one more caller just so we have to respect her time being here. But just so you know, we're going to be doing this again just so we can continue, you know, spreading that love and support. We have a caller from 3995. Good evening, caller. How are you?
Yes, hi, Brett. How you doing?
Good. We're good. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I don't know what it is to deal with suicide, but I've heard, and I wanted to just encourage Ms. Santana that sometimes we're watching people on TV, we just assume that, you know, their life is one way, and I'm learning not to judge people based on what I see, you know, on television, because you really are very, very encouraging, young lady, and touching my heart tonight. And I'm praying for you that, you know, the Lord will bless you with great success. I'm praying for Brett that he would have great, great success. And I just wanted to share that message because sometimes we look at people on TV and we just assume that, you know, they're one way. And it's sad that we do it. You know, I've done it, you know, and we need to stop it, you know. And it's like this young lady is reaching out to people, encouraging people and trying to help them, you know, deal with suicide. And we need to stop. We as people, we need to take a second look and stop being, you know, the doom and gloom and the judgment of people. And I just wanted to encourage you, Brett, this is Teresa, for all the good work that you've done and even having this beautiful show. I just happened to go on Facebook and I saw it, and, you know, she really touched my heart, what she was saying about, you know, praying and, you know, talking to God and just keep on, you know, keeping the faith. And she really encouraged my heart. And I just wanted to encourage people not to stop judging people based on what we think we know about them, you know, because God can use whoever he wants to use. And I just want to encourage you, Ms. Santana, to keep on doing your work. And I love what I heard tonight. I'm really impressed with it.
Well, can I be the first to say thank you so much? That really, really, really touched me. I wish more people were open-minded like you, and I sincerely appreciate the kind words, for real.
You know, because I think it's important that we do that, because we just assume that, you know, we think that people don't know nothing about God, or we think that people just, you know, one way, and we need to stop it, because you can miss your blessing by making a judgment on people. And I'm asking God to help us with that. You know, it's like we need to stop it, because we're missing beautiful people to come in our lives. We're judging them based on what we think they're doing or what we think they're not doing, and we're missing awesome blessings and awesome people in our life. And I had to just get on the phone, and I was like, Lord, if it's your will for me to speak to them, it will. If it's not, it's not. I'm still going to say it, because I just want to encourage people to just love people in spite of who or what they're doing, because it's really not our business. It's actually God's business, what God thinks about them, but not what we think about them.
Sin.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, I'm sorry. I pressed mute. I was saying, yes, I agree with you. People tend to presume others and situations, you know, and we never really take a step back to see the image. You know, we just go by whatever we first saw, and that's what it is, and that's it. And we don't give people chances to really show themselves, you know what I mean? And the fact that you gave me that chance really makes me happy, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, young lady, I need that chance too, so that's why I have to do it. That's why I'm learning to do it and give it back to people, because I want people, you know, to see me, you know, don't judge me based on my everything I say I do.
Yes.
Because I really do love God, and,
yeah,
you know, I really want to be, you know, the best that I can be for God. But I struggle, and I have a lot of issues, and I say, I cuss, I do all kind of stuff, but I still love God. So, you know, we need to stop judging people based on about what we hear or think, you know, because nobody knows nobody's heart but God, and that's the most important thing. You know, God really loves people.
Amen.
We need to
start
loving people.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you, Brett, for having this this awesome show on tonight. It really was a blessing to be on here.
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you, my sister. Thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, Ms. Santana has to go, but as I said, this is just one of more shows that she will be on with us to continue doing this, because as you can hear, that there are people who are truly in need of the inspirational word and just really someone who can,
yes,
help them to guide them through it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure for those of you who are timed into the studio to be on, we can't take your calls tonight, but I'm going to leave this number, 917-651-1889 is our number here at SISFI. You can reach out to us and give us a call if you are going through some things and, you know, life is just hard and you really are at a point where you just can't deal with it anymore. You've given up, feeling hopeless or helpless. Before you decide to do anything else, give that number a call. 95% of the time, I'm the one monitoring the hotline, so I will be the one you were talking to. So just please, just give us an opportunity to spread some love and some positive energy into your life. Even though things may seem like it's at the end and there's no hope, don't give up. Ms. Sin, you want to say some last words before you leave?
Yes, I want to thank you so much. I wish I had more time, but the next time, you know, we will set it up so we can have some more callers. I was enjoying myself speaking to the people. Thank you for everybody that's listening and all the tweets that are coming in. I'm reading them. And like Mrs. Scudder said, there is always help. Have hope. Before you think of doing anything, you can call him. And, you know, although I get a million of tweets a day, I try my hardest, you know, to interact with my babies. And hopefully we can do this more often, Mrs. Scudder. I think it's very necessary for those in need.
It is. It is. And as I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're working with Ms. Santana's schedule. So she will be on air with us. For those of you who don't know, we do a lot of radio shows around this topic and the issues of mental health, mental illness, depression, life skills, and all that. So please feel free to tune into our radio shows to learn more and to get the skills needed to cope with some of the challenges that you're going through life. But also remember, 917-651-1889 is our hotline here at SISFI and the Suicide Prevention Institute that you can call and just really get some real help and support. Even though we're in New York City, we've been helping people all over the country. So don't feel like you could be anywhere else and not get the help. Believe me, we've been able to touch and help some lives in some powerful ways. Don't give up, don't lose hope, and don't give in to the darkness of depression. Reach out. There is help, there is hope, and there is a light of life that we want to help to bring into your life. Thank you again, Ms. Santana. Thank you so much
for
being with us. And, you know, we will continue this at later dates, all right?
God bless you. One love.
One love to you, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that wraps up our show with Ms. Santana for tonight. We will announce the next part of the show as soon as we work on scheduling. Thank you all for joining. For those who didn't get a chance to talk with her, we will definitely be back again for you to be able to do that. And we just want to continue encouraging you as you go through that. Whatever you're going through, just know that there is hope and there is help. All right? So thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening in. And just keep the faith. God bless. One love. Remember, you can call us at 917-651-1889. You can find us on social media at SISFI. And you can also find us on our website, sisfi.org. Great show tonight. Thank you to Ms. Santana. Thank you to all who are listening in. The archive will be available for you to share with your networks and to share with anyone that's going through some hard times and difficulties. Just share it with them and say, hey, listen to this show and listen to some people who are giving some encouraging words to people who are going through it. God bless. One love. Have a great night.